Spawning it all for 92.3 WTTS with Andy Skinner from Indy CD and Vinyl. He and his wife Annie own the store. They also are very involved in a lot of community music events, such as Girls Rock, which is a summer camp. Also A Square, which is a concert promotion company. And now Record Store Day, this is going to be a big day for you guys, right?
Yeah, you know, all of it kind of comes together for this Record Store Day. Most of the idea of Record Store Day is beyond the music. It's about community. And so a lot of the things that we do in the music community kind of play hand in hand with the Record Store Day itself. We have live bands playing in a live music tent out back. And we've got a lot of other stores in the area kind of taking part with us, you know, with pizza and coffee and concert tickets to the Vogue as prizes. So it really kind of all goes hand in hand, all the different things that we do. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
But did you have several hundred people there last year?
We did. The line started forming outside the moment we locked our doors from the night before. And when we opened the door, the next morning, we opened at 8 o'clock on Record Store Day, and the line was all the way down the block.
Oh, my goodness. I had no idea.
You know, people really want to get their hands on the exclusive material that comes out only on Record Store Day, and they also want to get their hands on some of the, you know, prizes that we're giving away as well.
Andy, I heard one preview, and you know, Laura Duncan's been working really hard on this for about a year. I did hear one preview of something that sounded very interesting that Jack White was putting out this year.
Well, so Jack White pretty much treats every day like Record Store Day.
Yeah.
He has some really cool stuff with his label, Third Man Records. He's kind of the Willy Wonka of records.
The Willy Wonka of records.
And but on Record Store Day, he's not only putting out some really interesting releases from bands on his label, but he's re-releasing a White Stripes record that hasn't been available on vinyl for some time. So there is a lot of excitement about people getting White Stripes music on vinyl again.
What's did he buy also an Elvis record?
That one we are definitely getting a few of those. It was Elvis's very first recording, and so he now has the rights to repress that, and is re-releasing that for the first time in, you know, however, you know, 50-60 years that people are going to be able to get their hands on that. So it's old, but it's new again. And it's really fun to watch people like Jack White get everybody really excited about things that he's passionate about. And, you know, you really can't go wrong with listening to some Elvis records on vinyl.
What would a piece of vinyl like the first Elvis recording go for, do you think?
Oh, wow. You know, it's probably an incalculable amount of money if you were to find that original piece in decent condition. Simply because what they were pressing on back then was really fragile anyway. So they you know, didn't hold up over the years, but just the rarity of it. I'm sure that if he bought one of the original ones, thank goodness he's rich because I'm sure he paid a lot of money for it.
But did you, you've got a few copies of this?
We do, yes. We have a few copies available on Saturday, yes.
And what will you be charging for them?
Off the top of my head, I don't know what the list price is, but it's nowhere near the collectible original pressing, that's for sure.
And that's why people line up the night before, right?
That's exactly right.
What other hot items do you have this year?
You know, there are, let's see, there's a Fish live in New York box set that's coming out that is going to be exciting, that a lot of people have been calling about. There's a band called Brand New, who's re-released an album that hasn't been available for some time that people are really excited about. I've been getting a lot of calls about that. And then there are a bunch of box sets and re-releases. There's a Wes Montgomery. There's some Bruce Springsteen re-releases that people are excited about. But all told, we're getting about 3,000 pieces that are specific to this day shipped to us this week to go on sale at 8 a.m. on Saturday. So it's a lot of work and it's a lot of product, and the full list is on our website at indycdandvinyl.com.
Okay, good. Andy, I assume that we're never probably going to go back to a day, especially with downloads coming on now, that vinyl is the number one format for music. But what is the it's kind of found a unique place. What are some of the sales statistics? How much of the market is vinyl now?
Well, in an industry that over now a long period of time sales have been going down, the one segment of the market that goes up every year is vinyl sales. And it never went away, that's for sure, but it's also coming back to a level where it's now backing up all of the record pressing plants. All of the record pressing plants are having to buy more machines and catch up. But I would say that year to year over the past 5 years, it's probably gone up about 300% per year.
Wow.
And it's only going to keep going up. A lot of the new music that you guys play on your radio station is available on vinyl, on new pieces of vinyl, and most of those also come with download cards. So you really only need to buy the music once on a forever format that's a record, and you still have the portability of the MP3s if you need. And, of course, you know, listening to the radio.
And we're big proponents of that. Hey, Andy, it sounds like fun. I can't wait. I hope you guys have a really great day, and thanks for taking a few minutes to talk to me.
I really appreciate the call, and I'm really, really, really excited. And, you know, that listeners of your radio station have a chance to get a really amazing grand prize giveaway at our record store. So I'm really excited for the partnership, and I'm really excited for Record Store Day.
So we have turntables, speakers, Klipsch headphones, a stack of vinyl, and a bag of incense, right?
You got it.
All right, man. Thanks so much for partnering with WTTS on that, Andy.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure.